Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Century Textiles and Industries Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Lizanne. Hello, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, welcome you all to the 1Q FY23 earnings conference call with the management of Century Textiles. We have with us the top management of Century Textiles. Management is represented by Mr. J.P. Ladha, MD, Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Senior President and Whole-Time Director. We like to congratulate him for getting promoted as MD. Mr. Snehal Shah, Group CFO, Mr. K.T. Jitendran, CEO of Birla Estate, Mr. Vijay Kaul, CEO of Pulp and Paper Division, and Mr. Neela Rathi, Senior Vice President, Commercial. I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the earnings call. We would start the call with the opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good morning to everyone joining us today. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the first quarter of the financial year 2023. Let me start by briefing you on the macro environment before moving on to the performance of the quarter. In Q1 FY23, although the financial year started off with high commodity prices, but later we witnessed some cooling down in some of these prices which brought a bit of respite. Other factors on a macro level, such as the falling retail sales, consumer confidence at 70-year low, and the ongoing geopolitical situation, are matters of concern. Global growth is projected to slow down from an estimated 6.1% in 2021 to 3.6% in 2022 as well as 2023. Despite these disruptions highlighted above, Century Textiles and Industries witnessed a strong consolidated performance. Our real estate business saw steady sales due to a sustained demand momentum, with Birla Niyaara project sales reaching 58% of the launched inventory in less than 6 months of launch. The paper segment is witnessing improved demand and higher net sales realizations, although rising input costs remain a concern. Innovative, cost-effective product launches lead to increased production, sales volumes, and turnover in the textile segment, although input cost pressures played a dampener on the margins.
Hello.
Yeah, you are able to hear? Hello.
Investor Paul Chazan, volume. Volume.
Okay. The financial highlights for the quarter of FY23.
It will be meeting the chairman.
Hello.
Yeah, there is some disturbance.
So give me a minute. Just let me check. Yes, sir. You may please proceed.
Sure. The financial highlights for the quarter, first quarter of FY23 are: the consolidated turnover grew by 41% year-on-year basis to rupees 1172 crores due to a significant demand revival in both the manufacturing businesses of paper and textiles. The pulp and paper business grew by 49% and textile business grew by 31% YOY. The EBITDA for quarter 1 FY23 grew by 22% YOY to rupees 143 crores with consolidated EBITDA margins of 12%, and the net profit after tax stood at rupees 45 crores, which grew by 80% YOY. Now let me take you through some of the key highlights across our three business verticals. Starting with the real estate business, In Q1 FY23, the real estate market was stable in line with seasonal trends, and although the repo rates were increased twice during the quarter to bring it to 4.9%, home loans remained largely affordable. On a broad level, sustained infrastructure investments, increased connectivity, and better job opportunities in the metropolitan cities have pushed the real estate demand throughout the country. Buyer confidence remained positive due to stable overall economic scenario. The relaxation in restrictions after the short-lived Omicron wave in early 2022, along with significantly improved vaccination rates, have also uplifted the commercial sector. For the quarter under review, the revenue for this segment stood at rupees 33 crores. Sales for the quarter were rupees 434 crores, as against rupees 45 crores in the same quarter of the previous financial year. Collections for the quarter stood at rupees 135 crores with a growth rate of 179% YOY. As you may all be aware, recently in February 2022, we launched our Birla Niyaara project, and within less than 6 months, we have achieved sales of almost rupees 1600 crores, or about 58% of the launch inventory. We saw sustained sales at all our already launched projects, namely Birla Niyaara at Worli, Birla Vanya at Kalyan, Birla Alokya and Birla Tisha at Bengaluru, underscoring the strong customer confidence in our brand and the product. The construction work is at full swing at all these projects with strong focus on safety, quality and timely delivery. I am happy to inform you that we have completed a total of more than 10 million safe man hours at all our under construction projects. We also implemented robotic process automation in procurement, lead management and customer centricity processes, which will reduce turnaround time of tasks, reduce errors and improve overall customer experience. Overall, India's real estate sector's outlook remains positive, backed by residential upcycle, buoyed by high absorption and low inventory scenarios, sustained demand momentum and ongoing consolidation trends. We are in a prime position to ride with upcycle with our best-in-class governance standards and access to institutional funding. Now moving on to the pulp and paper segment, although demand revival continued in the first quarter of the financial year, rising input costs continue to put pressure on margins. For the quarter, we achieved a production of 116,394 metric tons with an overall capacity utilization at 97% with sales volumes of 107,655 metric tons. In quarter 1 of FY23, our net sales grew by 49% YOY to rupees 857 crores, driven by higher volumes and better net sales realization. While EBITDA grew by 40% to reach to 134 crores with EBITDA margin of 15.6%. Average net sales realization trend has shown consistent increase quarter on quarter, primarily due to rising input costs like coal, wood and imported pulp. Multiple price increases were taken across product categories to balance increased input cost pressures, due to which our average realizations improved by 15.4% versus quarter 4 of FY22. Demand for writing and printing paper was low in the month of April and May due to seasonal holidays in education sector, but it picked up in June due to the government tenders in the market. From 1st July onwards, central government's decision to put a complete ban on single-use plastic products has increased the demand and market size for cup stock and grade paper. The tissue segment continued to witness improved demand due to opening of tissue consumption centers. We added in our list of traditional export markets Spain, and for this quarter, major part of the volumes came from export demand. New tissue plant, that is TM7, is still under stabilization. Demand for boards was good but started softening in June, mainly due to slowdown in pharma and FMCG sectors. Globally, post slowdown of COVID-19 impact, paper and paper products demand as well as its consumption started improving. Therefore, this segment short and medium term market conditions look positive. Now moving on to the textile division, I would like to request Mr. R.K. Dalmia, who is the senior president of Century Textiles and the whole time director of the company, to give the key performance highlights. Over to Mr. Dalmia.
Thank you, Mr. Ladda. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For the first quarter of financial year 2023, the business performance was better as compared to the first quarter of financial year 22 as regard to production, sales turnover, and although invariable high input costs.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is sounding very soft. Can you speak a bit louder?
Okay. On sales grew by 31% year on year to rupees 268 crores, while the EBITDA stood at rupees 1 crore. In apparel fabrics, overall demand was good in domestic and international markets. However, the cost remained inflated due to high cotton cost, high cost of power and steam, etc., which has affected the margins. In bed linen segment, our main market is US, which is going through tough time because of high inflation and consumer confidence is at very low level. In addition to it, the stocks got piled up due to delayed logistics and higher booking in the last year by brands. As a result, the market as a whole is experiencing a low demand and it will take few months for them to come out from the current situation. To resolve this situation, we have started exploring other international markets. Further in domestic market, last quarter we launched the Heel and Blade line of home textile products range in retail segment. We are receiving good response for our products by dealers and customers. There is a lot of market uncertainty which is expected to normalize by H2 of financial year 23. Our focus is on cost effective and innovative development. Thank you. Now I hand over and call back to Mr. Adda.
Thank you, Mr. Dalmia. Friends, lastly, let me highlight to you on the various environment, social and governance, that is ESG initiatives undertaken during the quarter. In our real estate division, we completed our submission of obtaining an assessment by GRESB, that is Global Real Estate Sustainability Benchmark, which scores and benchmarks ESG data. This will help benchmark and showcase our commitment to the environment internationally. On the social front, during the IPL season, we increased our interactions with our customers through a customer engagement event titled as Predict and Win. And we also had an event Lose to Win, which is an initiative to improve employee fitness. In the paper division, we did some interesting work on the ESG front, like collection of about 54 metric tons of fallen pine tree leaves called as Perul, which has high chances of causing wildfire during the summer season, which would be used as a fuel in our boilers. In Haldwani, we built 12 catchment area with total capacity of 2.3 crore liters, which initially will recharge the groundwater reserves and when needed, it may even serve as a source of water for wildlife. We also renovated a government primary school at Bindukhatta, which includes repair of building and boundary wall, paintings, etc. And we have set up 4 hand pumps in the same region to provide safe drinking water to the nearly 150 residents. Under our textile division, we scored 90.2% in the recent HIG Index audit for Facility Environment Module 2021, which is the highest score in our journey of HIG Index implementation. This index will empower our business to make meaningful improvements that protect the well-being of factory workers, local communities and the environment. On the social front, we organized Women's Health and Hygiene Camp in Fulwadi and Talodra villages nearby Villa Century plant to spread awareness about women's health and hygiene among tribal women in the nearby villages. This initiative involved distributing sanitary napkins to around 1400 women in these villages. And lastly, on the governance front, we have received our new certification FTUSA towards social responsibility. This fair trade certification will serve the home textile business segment related to the US market for customers like Macy's and Williams Sonoma. In conclusion, we are proud to start this year on a strong footing despite the macro headwinds. The focus remains on managing the inflationary input cost scenarios. With that, we can now open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Biplab Debabrahma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. So, sir, my first question is on real estate. So almost all of your projects in Gurgaon, Kalyan are substantially sold or fully sold. But we didn't see any launch of new phases in these two projects. So what's the company's thought process here? Are you planning to launch new phases here and in this, or you are planning in second half of this year? Just trying to understand how you are going to go about it.
Hi, Biplab. Thank you for your question. So we were actually planning to launch a new phase in Kalyan and a new phase in NCR for Birla Navya. What happened is that, you know, because of the delay in approvals, etc., that got delayed. However, we did launch Kalyan. Now we have launched the last phase of Kalyan, which is in the pre-launch stage right now. Market warming is happening. In Navya, we are still awaiting the RERA clearance. In NCR, it takes a huge amount of time. So we are quite confident that when it gets launched, it will do very well. We have got part RERA for a small portion. The other portion, we are expecting the RERA to come, clearance to come any moment now. As soon as we get this, we will be launching that phase fully. So I'm pretty confident that this quarter we'll be able to launch, launching the Navya phase, and Kalyan also we will be showing some traction because of the launch of the last phase.
Okay. So basically Kalyan, you have done pre-launch, right? Or you have
formally launched? Yeah, pre-launch, pre-market warming, channel partner warming up, etc., that is started. We have all the approvals. We have started in full swing.
And just one more thing on this, on real estate. Sir, have you finalized a contractor for Worli?
Yes, we have finalized a contractor for Worli now. We have given the contract to Leighton from Australia. They are going to be the structural contractor.
Thank you, sir. Question on paper. So we have seen demand improvement in terms of sales value and the realization in paper, overall paper business. But if you compare the quarterly numbers last three quarters with this quarter, the sales volume is down. And so anything to read into it, or am I reading it correctly? The sales volume is down, your sales value is up, your realization up, your margins are also going up. So how to read into it?
People of us, nearly, basically what has happened is from this financial year, we have changed the basis of sale from earlier when we used to do X factory. We have changed it to FOR basis. So earlier when we used to record the sales as it happens, now we have to record the sales based on the receipt of material at the customer's site. So therefore, just for this quarter, because of that difference, we have been not been able to take cognizance of sales of roughly around 25 to 30 crores, and on which our roughly margin would have been about 4 to 6 crores. But then, you know, from next quarter onwards, it will get regularized. So, you know, because then it will fall into a proper cycle. So since it is the first quarter when we have made the change, there has been a little understatement of the sales because of that.
So basically you're saying volume also, sales volume also improved?
Yeah, sales volume has actually gone down primarily because we had certain breakdowns. Our production was a little lower. That is why if you see, we have not been able to achieve the same capacity utilization that we did in the last quarter of previous financial year. So we had certain breakdowns, so there was a lower production and hence there was a little lower volumes. But I think because of the higher NSR, we could record almost, you know, closer to the sales figure.
Okay. So last final question on this. When is it possible to go back to more than 20% EBITDA in paper in this financial year?
Kaushab, you want to take that answer?
I will just take that. I think for the current year, as the input costs are very high, definitely it will be difficult, but will be around that, little less than 20%. So we hope to catch up to almost 18% by this year end.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saurav Datta from Minerva India Underserved. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I had a quick question for Vivek on BCTMP sourcing. As of now, how much of Century's BCTMP sourcing is imported and how much of it is produced in-house?
Kaushab, you want to take that?
Today at Century.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Vijayakal. We are not able to hear you, sir.
Oh, okay. So I said, hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hello. We do not make any BCTMP pulp in Century. So whatever we consume is 100% imported.
All right. Understood, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Raj Nahak from Millie Consultants. Please go ahead.
Good morning. My question is, how is the current market scenario of paper? Because we listened that there is a 2-3 price increase in July already taken. Whether that can take care of cost increase. Now, coal cost is also coming down. Caustic price is also coming down. So, if you can highlight what is our current export utilization, please.
No, at present, the coal cost will come down only after about a month or so, because they just announced something, but whatever stocks you have to consume that which at a higher price. So, and the caustic and all that, the reduction has been very minimal, not much. But yeah, I presume that in months to come, it may go down. But as on today, the costs are there and the demand is okay, but cost pressure is still there. So once, I think after a month or two, it may ease out a little bit.
The current price, if it is possible to highlight the current price? Or this
current price, you know, we make different varieties. So there are different prices for different varieties. So I don't have all the prices with me here at present.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajit from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Ajit, there's a lot of disturbance from your line, sir.
Hello. Is it good?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. Sir, my question is, what is the power and fuel cost for the paper segment?
Yeah, power and fuel cost is almost about 20%.
20% of what, sir?
20% of the total, you know, price of the paper.
Total sales value of the paper, is it so?
Yeah.
And what is the quantity of imported pulp, sir?
Oh, that is about 15 to 20%, depending upon the type of pulp we use.
Sir, just wanted to confirm one thing. This power and fuel is 20% of the sales.
Yeah.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the next question?
Yes. I'm done with my side.
The next question is from the line of Pritesh Cheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, to what extent is our paper unit integrated and how much reliance do we have on bought out pulp? And second, your comments on the supply scenario in paper and your expectation on the pricing of paper.
No, we produce 80 to 85% of pulp in-house.
Okay.
And around 15 to 20% depending upon the type of paper we make,
okay,
we import. We import that. And over a period of time, maybe within next 6 months, this import may come down to around 15% only. So 5% we will improve our efficiency in the paper mill, in the pulp mill, so that we can get about, on a consistent basis, about 85%.
Mm.
So that would be our endeavor to do that. Yeah. Sorry, what is your second question?
My second question was the supply scenario in paper and your comments on the incremental pricing that you see in the paper market.
No, you see, the incremental prices are due to the cost push. It has nothing to do with anything else because we cannot absorb all the costs. We have been absorbing, but we have to pass on certain costs to the customers. And the scenario is okay at the moment. There is no problem of the demand. But, you know, the moment we go beyond a particular price limit, there would be pressure on the substitutions. So we have to keep that in mind while doing our pricing models.
There were a lot of capacity closures globally, so they continue to be the same. That they remain short.
Yeah, at present Europe is in not in the right condition because a lot of factories are closed and some factories have taken an annual shutdown, keeping in view that they have a problem at present. So they may reopen maybe after September or so.
And when is our next capacity expansion lined up? We had some capacity to be added, right? So when it's coming and what does it take your total capacity to?
No, our total capacity as on today is around, 500,000 ton of all the, varieties put together. So gradually we are doing certain investments during this year and maybe by next year we would be another 25,000-30,000 tons higher than what it is this year. Yeah.
Just to add to what Mr. Cole said on the pricing, if we see Q-on-Q, the price increase has been 54% as compared to the last quarter. And if we see YOY, the price increase has been 54%.
Yeah.
So, for example, in quarter 1st of FY23, the average price of all our verticals, paper, board, tissue, pulp, etc. has been 77,358. In the last year, if you see YOY, it was 58,055 only. And even from the last quarter, it has gone up from 68,000 to about 77,400 roughly. So this is helping us to cover the increase in the input cost to some extent. But yes, there is a limitation in the market and one has to really constantly watch and take a call.
So you're able to take these pricing because of the fact that there is supply tightness as well, right? So until the supply tightness continues, your ability to take price hike would exist. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Partly you are right. Partly depends on the input cost as well.
Okay.
So one has to see the market conditions and take a call.
So when you are guiding for a 18% margin towards the year end, obviously you are assuming that if there is some reduction in the metal cost, some of it you will keep through, right?
That is what we hope.
Some of it you will keep through in your numbers for the margin to expand.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Biplab Debabrahma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Sir, one question is on the stabilizations of new tissue plant. So it has been, ready for some time. So when do we expect it to become operational? And I just missed on the capex part in paper. Just could you highlight on that also?
Yeah, regarding the tissue plant, it is already in operation, but it has not achieved its 100% capacity because the supplier has to, because of the COVID, they could not come till April this year because they had so many people who were under the COVID problem. So now they have come, they have taken one trial, they have taken another trial also. So they will be coming for the third trial shortly, and after that we will, the capacity will go up, sir.
In another 2-3 months it will be fully operational, sir?
Yeah, I think in this quarter it will get sorted out, and from next quarter, that is October onwards, we should be able to operate on a full capacity.
Okay, sir. And you had a plans for new capex. I just missed what you said before. So when would you be adding more capex in this financial year in the paper business?
No, we already have certain capacities which is being improved. Our two paper lines, paper line number 3 and 4, we are already improving that, and the capacity will sometime during the third quarter will increase by another 20,000 tons or so.
So just to add, yes, I mean the capex for the year will be in the range of about 100-150 crores, which is partly carry forward projects which have to be completed, and some amount for debottlenecking, etc. So it will be in that range.
And my second question is on the KT to KT. KT, I just missed it. So contractor for Worli, you mentioned structural engineer. So is it the same with, civil construction contractor?
Yeah, I think, Vipla, you didn't hear me properly. It's not structural engineer. I said the structural contract. Structure, contract for the structure, which means the core and shell.
Okay.
Civil
and
contract.
The name, sir? Sorry, my bad. The name of the contractor?
Leighton. Leighton is a international company based out of Australia. They're doing pretty good work in India. They've done a lot of work for DLF and Reliance, etc. It's a very well-known company. So we've given the contract to them.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pareen Gala from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question to KT, sir. Sir, in the earlier calls, you mentioned a couple of times that once we cross the 50% booking mark for Niara, we start preparing for our phase two. So, sir, now what is the thought process over there?
Thank you, Pareen. So we have sold roughly about 60%, and now we are in the process of planning for phase two or Tower B, basically. We have started, based on customer feedback, etc. We are making some alterations on design, etc. So I think the entire process of design, then submission, then approvals, it should, we should be, in the next fiscal, we should be ready to launch Tower B. We're quite excited about that. I think we're fully in the planning stage.
And sir,
Sure. Thanks. And sir, again, you know, on a multiple occasions, we've discussed about signing new JDAs or JVs and things like that. Sir, we always say we have a lot of deals. So are we looking at new geographies and, you know, what kind of deals are there on the table where we can see some conclusion happening?
Parin, I think the topmost on our agenda right now priority is on signing new deals. I think the brand and the company has huge potential for growth in today's real estate scenario. That has been demonstrated pretty well in all the markets that we have established our presence and we have launched our projects. So we are very keenly looking at projects in Mumbai, NCR, Bangalore, deepening our presence in each of these markets. Lots of deals are currently in discussion. Once it is concluded, we'll be very happy to disclose that. We are also looking at expanding our, to building our footprint in Pune. So these are the major markets we are currently looking at. Opportunistically, we can look at markets like Hyderabad, which has got potential, which has been doing well in the last 1 or 2 years. There's been a huge surge because of on the back of commercial demand there. So opportunistically, end up, you know, prime properties in that location also we are sort of exploring. But otherwise, largely the markets we're already present. We are planning to deepen our presence and, you know, Pune, which is always a very established market. So these are the markets where we are very actively scouting for the right kind of projects.
Great, sir. And sir, lastly from me, just a couple of months back, that malified, you know, newspaper articles which came in and I think we took, sir, is it behind us or something is happening over there or, you know, anything further has happened either from the other party or from our side or is it now behind behind us?
I would like to presume that that's behind us. We have taken legal action against such things. So it has been quite, of course, as we all know, it has been absolutely unreasonable and, you know, totally frivolous. We have never, you know, it is, we have never tried to, you know, to develop any of the part which is under dispute, which is always stand always. We have made it very clear. We have also given a very clear, you know, clarity on that through a newspaper act. Also, we have, you know, given them legal notice. So we haven't heard from that quite some time. Luckily for us, it didn't create any damage. The market had already known about it. And therefore, the sales continues to be doing strong. And I would like to believe that's behind us. But I don't know, you know, if they may again sort of try to... because this is so frivolous and so this thing, so, you know, very unpredictable people. So I really can't say that we've seen the last of it, but for some time, I think it has been totally quiet.
Right, sir. Sir, great. Thank you so much. All the best. I'll come back.
Thank you, Parin.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ishrat Khatri from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So I had a few questions on the paper segment. Just wanted to know how much are we exporting in papers because I see the realization jump Q1Q for paper export is about 25-26%. So is it primarily because we exported more tissue which has higher realizations or in general, how's the export demand?
No, the demand for export is, you know, it's reasonable. Around, you know, our total capacity of about 40,000 tons per month sale, around 10% to 15% maximum. In fact, minimum 10% and sometimes maximum 15% is our export. We don't export more than that because we want to practically serve the domestic market.
And sir, this has been the trend? I mean, even historically it was around this range or has it increased?
No, it is more or less the same. It is not increased. Maybe, you know, as I told you, in some months, maybe 1 or 2% higher than the 10%. In some months, around 10% like that, it is going on, yeah.
So, just to add what Mr. Kohli said, that total exports, I'm talking about total, not only of tissue, for quarter one of FY23 was over 12,000 metric tons. And the previous quarter was higher than this, around 18,335 metric tons. If we talk about YOY, this was 22,552 in the quarter one of FY22. So it all depends mainly based on realization, based on the demand in the export market and our, as you mentioned, our priorities to serve the domestic market.
Right. So just wanted to understand how the realization increased very significantly. Is the demand very good or is it just the pass on of the raw material prices? Because there's been a significant jump in the realization for exports.
Yeah, that is basically, as I said, the input cost increases in all other, whether you take it, all the raw materials, including the coal also for the power. So all the raw materials have gone up considerably. So the input cost increase is being passed on to the customers, and there is always a time lag in that. But we are still not able to pass on 100% to the customers, and we have to price the product in a manner that it does not call for any, substitution of any other product by that. So that's how it is.
All right, sir. So my second question is on the margins that you all make in the paper business. If I try to compare, so I understand that Century also is integrated to the extent of about 80% when it comes to raw materials. And if I look at other integrated players, their margins are relatively much, much higher. They make about 15 to 20% kind of margins, and our margins have been historically lower than them as well in the last at least 2-3 years. And also, if you mentioned that about 20% is the power and fuel cost. And if I look at the power and fuel cost for players like JK or West Coast, it's somewhere in the range of about 10 to 13%. So is that the reason? Do we have captive power? Just wanted to understand, why is there a differential in the margins?
Yeah, power cost and, in the power cost, steam is very, very important factor. And the steam generation generally has to be coming from the recovery section. And our recovery section is not that high, with the highest efficiencies, but we have taken a capex and we are now, doing a new recovery system which will increase the efficiencies maybe from October, November onwards, and our power cost will come down drastically after that.
Okay, so can I expect about 14-15% kind of numbers post that?
Yeah, approximately on that, yeah. We have to still further do some tweaking here and there, but yeah, it will reduce our power cost substantially. Yeah.
Okay, sir. So great to hear that. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. The next question is on the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I joined the call late, so pardon on the risk of repeating. Just wanted to understand that you said that this year looking at close to 100-150 crores of capex. Now that there are some structural changes in the industry, like the single-use plastic ban, and even a few years back, the China waste paper import ban was there. So how do we see the capacity 2 years from now? Because I'm guessing by the end of this year, or you can say H1 of FY24, we'll be at peak capacity utilization. So post that, what is it? Like, do you see the export market to be more lucrative? Do you see the demand increasing? Can you give me some guidance at what capacity or what kind of capacity expansion you think 2 years, 3 years down the line?
Bhagatji, can you take that up?
As of now, our focus is basically to debottleneck and improve the capacity. As Mr. Kohl mentioned earlier, it is likely to go up by 20-25,000 in the short term. And of course, there has been a discussion to improve the capacity. So various factors have to be considered. And once the numbers are crystallized and once we have the firm, the plan, that can be shared.
Okay, sir. And the second question is that in terms of, like, historically, India was a net exporter of paper in the past 2 years. We've become a net exporter. So in the export market, what is your strategy and outlook for the coming years? I mean, you mentioned that you're getting some competitive pricing from China and Indonesia, but as a percentage of, total export sales, how big do you see that number going in the next 2-3 years?
No, actually, as I said earlier, our strategy is to supply majority of the material in the domestic market. But sometimes certain export markets become lucrative. So we want to keep our, foot in that door, because, you do not know, what happens at different places or what will happen in India for
any kind of domestic demand and all that. So we want to keep that foot in the door. That's why we are exporting about 10 to 15%, not more than that. So we will still keep on supplying to the domestic market only. We don't want to go export, in the export market in a big way.
So we'll see that number maintained for the coming year in the range of 10 to 15%, as you said.
Yeah, it will be around that number, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Nishit Shah from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. So my question relates to our packaging board segment. So the production here was lower compared to last year. So is it because of the breakdown or because of the slowdown you indicated in June month?
No. In the month of, in this quarter, we had taken a planned shutdown because we had to do certain modifications in the board plant to increase its capacity from 180,000 to 200,000 tons. So we had to take certain planned shutdowns in order to change certain motors and gears and whatnot, which we have done partially. We will be taking another shutdown sometime during the month of September to complete that process. And from October, November onwards, our capacity will be around 200,000 tons per year as compared to 180,000 tons as on today. So that is the reason why the production is slightly lower.
Okay.
In addition to what Mr. Kaul has said, the board production remains in the range of 40 to 45,000. So the current quarter had 40,300 versus last year of 46,000. And if you see QQ, the number of the last quarter was 42,700. So there is a slight reduction, not much. So it is in the range of 40 to 45 as of now.
Okay. And sir, you indicated there is a slowdown in June. So over here, are we able to take on NSR hike, or here also we are lagging in terms of taking price hike compared to our input cost?
Mr. Kaul?
No, we have taken higher, NSRs. But as I said, NSR has got a limitation that, so many people have started going to new kind of technology. Like earlier they were using a particular type of board, now they are using the recycled boards for certain applications. So we have to be very, very cautious in pricing as to it should not envisage a change in the, change the complete process of not having a board in their, in their agenda. So we are little bit cautious about our pricing, but yes, we have increased quite a bit.
Okay. And sir, lastly, are the margins for the board segment better than the consolidated margins?
Yeah, if you see, the board NSR is, if you see the number, it is 40% higher YOY. And if we compare with the last quarter, it is about 13.3% higher. So as Mr. Kaul rightly mentioned, we have to keep various factors into mind and balance everything, including the increase in the input cost. So as of now, it is in the range of 84,000-85,000, and it is higher than QOQ as well as last year.
Okay. So, my question was relating to margins. So, are the margins better than consolidated?
Sorry.
Hello?
What's the board margins?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the board margins, are definitely better than the paper margins. But over a period of time, in the last one or two quarters, even the paper margins have also gone up considerably.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Nishad Shah from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Hello, I just asked my question.
Sorry, sir. The next question is on the line of Saurav Datta from Minerva India Underserved. Please go ahead.
I just had a follow-up on the
paperboard question. With the way paperboard demand has been increasing, do you expect any BCTMP production in-house, or will you still continue importing it?
No, we will still continue importing it for the time being, and we will look at the, because once we are increasing the capacity of our board plant, so we may think about it, but as on today, we have no plans.
Okay. And just a follow-up on that, would there be some sort of a cost differential between in-house production and BCTMP imports, or, and if you could quantify that cost differential?
No, you see, the when we make the, we are using BCTMP pulp in board production. So board production has got 3-4 components. One is the BCTMP hardwood, the other one is the BCTMP softwood, and the third thing is the normal pulp which we are producing. So today, the BCTMP pulp, whether it is hardwood or softwood, it is more or less I would say constant, in the sense the percentage is constant. But the only thing what we can increase or decrease is the pulp which we manufacture in-house, depending upon the quantity available with us. So BCTMP will not increase to that an extent as compared to the in-house pulp. Yeah.
So you're saying that the import cost of BCTMP and the in-house production would be similar?
Yeah.
Okay. They would be similar. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abhinav Bhandari from Soham Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. I have three questions on the real estate front. So one is, apart from the subsequent phase of Kalyan and NCR, as you pointed, is there anything else which is lined up for launch in this fiscal?
Thank you, Abhinav. Yeah, so largely the new phase launch is largely stated from these two only. No other project.
Sure, got that. And on the Niyaara side, you know, now that you have sold almost 60%, just trying to understand on where is the pricing versus the launch. So, I mean, have we taken any price hikes of late? How is the scenario now?
We haven't yet taken any price hikes, but something is clearly in the offing. I think very soon we will revise the price.
Got it. Finally, on the you know, the lease rentals part, we have not seen an increase here since a couple of years, understandably because of the COVID. But this year, is there a scope for increasing the lease rentals, number one? And secondly, in our subsequent you know, forays in the real estate, is there any plans for commercial also?
So, Abhinav, I don't think there is any scope for increase this year, because this year we are at 90%, currently 90%, and we have about 90% occupancy, but another 7 or 8% is balanced, but we are in advanced talks to all of them, and there is plenty of supply in the South Mumbai Worli market. So there is very little scope for increase this year, maybe in the coming year, and as the demand picks up and occupant and the supply reduces, I think we see a good scope for increase in lease rentals. As far as foray into commercial is concerned, we are actively looking at it. I think we will start. We, of course, have, you know, at Birla Niyaara itself, you know, at Worli, we have a commercial opportunity of about 1 million square feet. Maybe we'll start that and start exploring, thinking about that, maybe now, because the cash flow from the residential has been pretty strong. So maybe that we'll also very actively now look at launching that, the commercial building. We also, you know, looking at not today, but in the future, maybe in a couple of years or so, we'll start looking at exploring new projects in the commercial segment also. Anyway, right now we are, most of our projects, which is mixed use, there is also a commercial component in that.
Sure, got that. That's all from my side, so best wishes.
Thank you, Abhinav.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish from Infinity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to check on this new projects. When do we expect to start booking revenues on, especially on the Gurgaon project and the Kalyan project, which you have significantly advanced?
So, Ashish, you know, the method that we follow in accounting is on completion of a phase or get the occupation certificate. So, starting next financial year onwards, we are expecting to give possession in every year. So, yeah.
Right. So what would be really helpful, sir, if you can maybe also kind of give some sense as to what is the cost for completion of the phase as part of your investor deck, because that will kind of give a sense as to where we are headed. Because what is happening is that we are collecting all the capital and cash and cost, but nothing is flowing through the P&L. So what will be helpful in that case if you can kind of start kind of giving some indication as to what is the cost of remaining cost of construction.
We'll take a suggestion on board.
It will be really, really helpful for us to...
We'll study that. Yeah, we could.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Himanshu Zaveri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question was regarding now, since in the real estate sector, we've been doing good sales and we are on cusp of like 4,000 to 5,000 crores per year. So now is there the right time to unlock the value and maybe demerge Birla Estates from Century Textiles? Is there any plan regarding in the future?
No, right now there is no such plan. Primarily the reason being that, you know, we have substantial cash flows coming in from our manufacturing business, which to a certain extent, you know, helps us finance the real estate business. So till the time, you know, real estate business has demonstrated by delivering a few projects, you know, on time and proper, etc., as well as when they become, you know, sort of self-sufficient in terms of cash flows, probably that would be the right time for us to, you know, give this a thought. But at the moment, there is absolutely no plan.
Okay. And regarding the new deals, just seeing the real estate market and this, that, but don't you think that we are a little bit slow in, you know, finding the new kind of deals in, and we are now in the top four cities also. So if you want to scale up meaningfully, then we need to sign a lot more new deals. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Himanshu, thank you for your feedback. We are very actively looking at, you know, the right sorts of projects in each of the cities that I earlier mentioned. It's very true that we need to, you know, drastically increase our presence. We are very actively looking at it. Just being a little cautious, make sure that we don't kind of, you know, do any mistakes there. The valuation is very critical. As we know, that land valuations are going up. So, but it's a very interesting stage and, you know, we are in discussion. So hopefully I think I should be able to share some good news in the future, in the coming quarters of this fiscal.
And the new project which we signed, when is that expected to be launched?
That will most probably happen in the next fiscal.
Next.
The one in
and the second, yeah. And the second phase of the Birla Niyaara also in the next fiscal?
That's right, Himanshu.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava for his closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for your valuable input and clarification. And that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you, participants, for joining the call. Thank
just
you, sir.
Just a minute. I would just have the closing statements. Thank you for all participating in this earnings phone call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR manager at Valorem Advisors. We are very thankful to all our investors who stood by us and had the confidence in the company's growth plans. And with this, I wish everyone a great day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batlivala & Karani Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.